Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, guys. I hope your evening is going well on this October 11th, getting close to Halloween. I'm not a big Halloween. I used to be all over Halloween back in the gap, but I don't do Halloween too much no more. But I don't know if I have time. But Halloween's on its way, and the music you just heard right there—that's Shana Maria Holtz, music artist, Houston, Texas. Well traveled. She's always set up for events, bookings. You're the Shana Maria Holtz. You'll find her there. She's always available to all type of events, all good events. She's available for bookings. Shana Maria Holtz. I would like to say I hope you guys had a beautiful week. And we're going to get into a topic tonight about Tua Tagovailoa, about a serious head injury. And I have some comments on that, but also, too, before I get into that, I'm actually going to move into the next topic next week. God said the same as we're going to get into a comment that was made from Deion Sanders and Coach Prime with the HBCU, original black college football, that happened with Eddie Jr., also to an NFL player, HBCU coach at Alabama State. And we're going to get into specifics of an HBCU and specify that for not just Coach Prime, but anyone else out there. And basically the topic is going to go like this, the organic viewpoint of a full-time enrolled student athlete, okay, a student or athlete, at an HBCU versus Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, employment of an HBCU. So we're going to try to specify that. We're going to try to get the strings out and untanglement to understand, because he made a comment that he's swag. He's swag. He's coaching a swag person, but we're going to show you and kind of get in detail significance of that. And how serious it is, and how it's been taken in certain ways, but the positive and negative, we'll get on track with it. Also, too, all right, guys, I have some comments also, too, about the topic. So, Tua Tagovailoa head injury should return to playing football. Before I go to that, I'd like to say the topic of discussion tonight is for entertainment and general as discussions only. Now, however, please consult your physician for personalized medical advice. Always seek advice with physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions regarding your medical condition. Never disregard, delay seeking professional medical advice or treatment because of something you have heard or discussed on the radio show, Steve Anderson Radio. So I'm going to give you my experiences that I've been through and witnessed. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, a scientist. Could have been a scientist, maybe. You know, I think the scientist would have fit me pretty well. But we're going to get into this topic. And on the comments I had towards this, and the topic again, let's get to the show. Tua said, Tua Tagovailoa head injury. Should he return to playing football? Okay. And I have some comments here. One young lady, she said, oh, no doubt. It says Ms. Kimball, she said, oh, no doubt, he should sit this year out. Okay, and I think I basically said he should sit this year out. Okay, she said CTE is very real. It's no joke. With all the research and information available, a family should help him make decisions. Okay, so what she said again now, this is Ms. Kimball. She said, oh, no doubt, he should sit this year out. Sit the rest of the year out. And I hope, hopefully, Tua, Mr. Tua has actually listened to this topic tonight, and if not, someone can get it to him. I hashtag him. So if not, your family member, he said, oh, no doubt, he should sit this year out. CT is very real and no joke. With all the research and information available, his family should help him make decisions and or put something in place for him should he, in the near future, have serious brain injuries and or a, God forbid, a mental decline. Now, let me say, tell you something. What she put into the comment, like some other people, all comments are good, but we have another comment here, too. That is going to be basically what the show is about. We're going to talk about CTE. We're going to talk about concussions, some statistics on it, and experiences. As one of another young lady, Nicole, she said, I think he may need to sit the rest of the year out and see where his health-wise from there. She's also, those are great comments, guys. Great comments. And said, last but not least, this Ms. Kim again, the NFL can be and should be held accountable, all right, for playing him under these medical decisions. No player wants to live with the horrific mental decline. I really think high school football injuries should be looked into as well when it comes to CTE as well. Now, you know what? I think I would say, Ms. Kimball, and also to Ms. Nicole, you guys are right on it. That is absolutely correct. And also, too, I'd like to have another gentleman here, Elite 160. He said he had no business even playing. Now, someone said, looking forward to a full recovery, no matter how long it takes. That's beautiful also, too. So, guys, we're going to touch around based on what you guys are saying here, because at the end of the day, when they see you in action playing football, they see the performance and whatnot and the excitement. But it's so easy to forget just the injury, the impact of it, devastation that it's caused. Also, too, I can go here with this also. For your listeners, if you want to call in live for a live participant, you can go at 563-999-3665. Okay, 3665. You want to listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. /Steve Anderson Radio. Again, if you want to call in live, 563-999-3665. Now, for your family and friends who's out there listening, professionals, whomever, I'd like to say this. For me, my background and my family's background, I'll say my brothers, we all play professional football. A lot of people don't know that. Some people know. My younger brother played with Detroit Lions. Scotty Anderson, my older brother, played with San Diego Chargers. And myself played with the Arizona Cardinals and New York Jets. And I was briefly at Baltimore Ravens. And when my younger brother played receiver, my older brother played safety. And even through just, I would say, head collisions, we've seen it. This is what has happened to Tua Tagovailoa. This is nothing new. See, that's the problem. this is nothing new. It's just now in this day and time that's being shared more and more of awareness to see what's going on. Now, back when I was playing, there was bounties out, right? See who could knock the next player out. That was just a part of the game. It was very, very rough. It's rough now, but it was just rough back then, too. It was real wild back then. You had to be halfway crazy on the football field back then, but anything goes at that point. I've seen helmets been cracked. Thank God that the helmet's now a little bit better, but the problem is there are still guys still getting concussions. For the youth, for the youth now, my brothers and I, my parents, and I would say my friends, relatives. I had some relatives. I had back at home, Byron played Canadian ball defense and with the New Orleans Saints. His brother Byron played safety at Grambling State University, And I would say from that generation all the way back to one of my buddies that played football and got scholarships, we never did, guys. We just started playing. We just started actually wearing shoulder pads and helmets until we were the age of around 12, 13 years old. We started wearing helmets, shoulder pads. I see these kids out here today, out here hitting, tackling with their helmets on, the little bodies trying to hold that helmet up. Now, I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to say yay or nay on this. I'm just telling you what how we grew up. We didn't start wearing a helmet until around 12 to 13 years of age. That's when we had a helmet on our head. And we had full pads. Now, did we play tackle football out in the yard and in the grass area? Yeah, we did. We're going around and we played flag football. We learned the game playing flag football. And after the flag football games, we have compete. We'll go and play tackle football a little bit until our parents made us stop. So that's just something to think about moving forward for your youth. Now, that's, and we all, God bless me, we all played college ball and we all got drafted to the NFL. So you can go to professional without having to play football with your kid at a young age. You can always make that change at a later age. If he's 13 years old, if he has the techniques, he can be taught privately on the side and to go out to the football field. Because one thing, the coach see the talent, they're going to be like, I want that talent right there. Because it's a long route having a kid playing tackle football with a helmet on at the age of 7 and 8 years old. I think they've gone like 5 now, all the way to 10, 11. Like I said, we started late with helmets. Okay, so now I said this, I want to go into CTE. Because a young lady earlier, she said that she mentioned, first thing she mentioned was concussion. That was Miss Kimball. She mentioned straight up about concussion. Now, let me see here. CTE, and I'm going to go back over to what it really is. I'm going to show you the definition of CTE, and then I'm going to go to the NFL's CTE. And also, too, guys, at the end of the show, while I'm doing this, and it's very, very passionate to me, not just playing football, but also, too, giving advice to others out there, and hopefully Tua Tagovailoa and other NFL players and the college players. I would like to say that my closing arguments, I'm going to mention about my older brother. Something happened to him. That's my older brother. It happened to him about 7 months ago. That was very, very, it was rough. It was scary, and it had to do with a head injury. So I make sure I finish that up on the closing thoughts. Okay, CTE. Chronic traumatic is a progress brain condition that thought to be caused by repeated blows to the head and repeated episodes of concussions. Okay? It's particularly associated with a constant impact sports
such as boxing, American football, and most of the available studies are based on ex-athletes. And they're doing ex-athletes because a lot of ex-athletes are deceased. And we want to pray for those family members too with their families. Now, post-concussion return to play, okay? I'm going to go here before I go there. Now, this is the NFL's definition of concussion. Okay, we just said earlier the concussion, while ago for the numb concussion, that's chronic traumatic, it says, is a progressive brain condition that's thought to be caused by repeated blows to the head, repeated episodes of concussion. It's particularly associated with contact sports such as boxing or American football. Most of the available studies are based on the ex-athletes. Now, this is what the NFL considers to be a concussion. Okay, concussion is an important injury, all right? It said NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, okay? Overview of injury, the NFL, what is a concussion? Concussion is an important injury for a professional football player. The diagnosis, prevention, member clubs. The National Football League Players Association, NFLPA. The NFL's Head developed a comprehensive set of protocols regarding the diagnosis of managers of concussions. Okay? Concussions is several common features that may be utilized in clinical defining the nature of concussion head. Okay? Concussion is a direct blow to the head, face, neck, or elsewhere on the body. Okay? Concussion is a rapid onset or short lived impairment of neurological function and may result in neuropathic changes. Now, hold on one second, guys. Hold on a second. So, I would say this, guys. Hold on one second. I have a call. Hold on one second. Thanks for calling Stevenson Radio Show. Who's calling?
Your Grambling Sister. The advocate from this group. I told you I was coming.
I didn't know you were going to be out of town or what you were going to do. How you doing, young lady? How you doing?
I just got off the road. I said, I got to call in. I just got the Grambling from Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm with you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Tua Tagovailoa's head injury. She returned to playing football. And some of the comments were saying that he should come in actually and play later this season. Some say he should take the rest of the year off. What do you think? Do you think he should come back to play football within the next few weeks, or do you feel like he should come back next year, or he should just retire?
I'm a football mom. I'm a football auntie. I'm a football granny. And I've been following Tua since college. As a matter of fact, I was watching the game that he got hurt really bad in college. Mm-hmm. And I was really shocked, really, after all he went through. And then, of course, the pandemic happened and he got the surgery. And I have a hip injury and those things don't heal that quick. But when I saw him, I just happened to be watching the game this time and the Sunday before when he got hurt. And I'm saying, when are they going to stop this? Because it's gotten past crazy. I don't know if you remember Farmerville High School, the year they won the state championship, they beat Doug Dynasty's son was a quarterback. Remember Doug Dynasty, the TV show, and he was a quarterback. And all the players had on number 33. Well, that was my first cousin. That was a Gibson. He got hurt. He got hurt from his neck. He broke his neck in practice that year. And so all the players wore the number 33. And most of those young men actually was recruited by Grambling and Louisiana Tech. But that last game that was aired on national television was they all wore the number 33. And so I'm familiar with that injury with Tua. And I just think it's so unfair to the young man that they do not see that when enough is enough. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's like, what are y'all waiting for him to die? Because that's what's next. I mean, I have literally lost a cousin in high school football from things like injuries and what and it's just ironic that I happened to be watching the game all three times when he got hurt, and I'm like, this doesn't make no sense. So no, to answer your question, no. I mean, he's not ready to be coming back, and no, not for this season.
You're thinking next year would probably be more appropriate next year, or maybe
well,
he should retire.
I just feel like he should retire. That's just my answer, but you know,
I agree. I think he should retire. I know this. I know Tua is a golfer. I know Tua, if they could work it out, the quarterback at Indianapolis Colts. I was talking about younger brother earlier, the NFL's coach that was actually, he got hurt in an injury. Remember a head injury, and he retired. I think they gave him his pay. It'd be nice if they could work out a deal with him that if he could get, you know, that set up with his agent, that he should retire. Because the fact is, it's serious. And I think one young lady, she said, young lady in there, even she mentioned herself, she's saying that basically down the road, the future, that what can happen in the future from the impact of the concussion. So you see a lot of former players like myself that played football. The only thing I say to keep me active is playing golf, running, working out, and reading, right? But unfortunately, and I'm going to give you a study, there's a lot of guys out there that – they're deceased. They just haven't didn't make it. You know, she said it's, I think, she was saying that it could come back down the road, in which is the possibility it will. I mean, what happened, that head trauma, when he fell back the next time, listen, I think he should retire. I think that's too much back-to-back. And who knows? Who's saying he's not going to get – someone's not going to slam him to the ground next time? This is football. You can't
exactly, and you have a personal.
Just go ahead,
Stevie. You have a personal experience with this. Did your brother not have that injury?
I'm going to mention something like that in a little bit. Okay. I will mention that. Uh-huh. I will mention that.
Okay.
And I just feel that. I feel that, like you said, I feel that. Unfortunately, the NFL has been so business structured in a sense of the thing is they have to, as a player, you have to know your family, listen to your family, okay, on certain situations. You understand that you know what it is to be in the heat, and that's the one thing about a football player, guys, I'll let you know. It is so hard for them to put the helmet up. That helmet, all of you guys seen Lord of the Rings, it's just like the ring on their head, you know? It cannot take that helmet off. It's an addiction. It's nothing like being under the pressure. I know some people don't like that, but as growing up as like, in a sense, like a gladiator, in a sense, that we train to be, we love having that football helmet on our head, and we do not want to take it off. And I'm going to tell you again, from a former player that played at HBCU, and we'll get back on that topic next week, but as who too is just in playing with other athletes around the world, I mean, in football, we love that helmet on our head, not there competing. It's nothing like falling that grass, catching the ball, hearing your heartbeat, running, jumping, hitting, and being in the locker room with those guys. It's nothing like it. And if you haven't experienced it, have your kids or to go out there and get into a sport and they understand what we're talking about. You don't necessarily play football to understand. I would say sports alone, especially a team sport, is nothing like it. And I miss it. You know, I think about sometime have a dream here and I'm still playing, even today at age 52. And it's not just me. Other athletes are going through the same thing. He has to, at this point, think about his family, think about himself. Can't think about you. You got to think about your family first, okay? I'll say it again. Think about your family first. Then you think about you. Don't be like most people out here today, so selfish and just greed. Think about your family first, then you. And when you do that, you're helping everyone. You're helping yourself because the fact is they can see things that you can't see, okay? And I agree with you. This is Miss Deborah Gibson, by the way, guys. Miss Gibson is a world-renowned young lady. She was producer for Chuck Norris, Texas Long Ranger, where he was on set with them doing things, right?
I'm not one of the producers, but I was part of the crew from the beginning of Walker, Texas Ranger to the end of Texas Ranger. But I wanted to just say one thing to you about Tua. I remember Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin talked about when he had to retire, and he talked about the injury that he had gotten. But he could still play, like even with Anthony could still play. But the doctors told him, they said, well, you can keep playing, but if you get hit in that area again, you'll end up in a wheelchair or dead. And I remember him sharing his testimony because Michael Irvin and his family and Deion Sanders, we all used to be church members. And I remember he shared his testimony. He said, his wife said, don't do that to us. And when she was saying don't do that to us, she was talking about to her, the kids, his kids. She said, don't do that to us. We've been through enough. And then he shared his testimony again on Stephen A's show. And so it is a hurtful thing. My family have not gotten over my cousin's death from the football injury. And unfortunately for him, when he got hurt, he didn't get to live to see the next day like Tua is getting to see with the injury. I am afraid for this young man. I really, really am. And I don't believe they're being honest with us about the injury, this last incident. I don't believe that they've been being honest about it anyway. I wouldn't be surprised of the next results that they get because the NFL has to be more responsible. And I'm glad you brought up gladiators because I'm a gladiator. I'm a gladiator person. It's a form of slavery, really. I mean, you're playing this young man like he has a desire for it, but his coach and his team is still responsible for his life. He's young, and so he's his passion for the game. And everything that you said, I totally agree with you. I perform too long. That's why I'm in the injury that I'm in, that I'm in physical therapy for now myself. Because we love it so much, we just can't let it go. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared for this man. And so I hope and pray that, you know, his family is really there. And I hope that he hears them this time because they've been speaking all along because you, being a football player yourself, you know that many of them ended in wheelchairs and never came out of the wheelchairs. But one of the things that I can say that I'm just afraid for him. I am.
I'm gonna read this. Let you think about this. So give me a second to read this. But no, you're right. And I think everyone listen. If you watch the Lord of the Rings movie, that helmet is the same way. It is so hard to put that helmet down if you have control, if you're playing, right? And it's hard to even – listen, let me say this. Let me say this, guys. Not just the NFL. Even the high school, we want our state champion. And I still think about the guys that can go – I never forget this right here. I never forget this. And I guess I should say some of this stuff for a book or something. I don't know. But I would say this. We were in our championship game. And we came up, and the referee said, he said, guys, he said, this is one of the most important games of your life. You never forget this day. I never forget what he said. I get chills when I'm thinking about it. And I was like 17 years old, and that was a national championship game we had in New Orleans. But that's what he said. I think it was that game or either semifinal game was down in Baton Rouge area. And but to look at that and look at some of these guys, and I knew I had scholarship offers, and I'm going to share those one day. I had scholarship offers to Alabama, to Georgia, to a lot of schools, and I'm going to pull them out and share them. They end up at Grambling. That's my school. But, and I love it. But there was guys there that was their last game. And what was going through their heads? They did not want to take that helmet off and go home and go to a normal job. So it is, guys, for your listeners out there, when you put your sons in that football helmet, and when they playing football, sometimes they may need to have counseling. I'm telling you what I know. I don't know anybody on this planet that's had three brothers that's been dressed in the same household, same family. I think we are the only ones. Now, you may make up some now, but when it happened, we were the first. And not just that, my family members, friends, you can include all of them, that played this game. You do not, the hardest thing in the world is taking the helmet off. Those guys will commit suicide before they want to take that helmet off. That's how deep it is when you put that helmet on. It's nothing like the rush when you have a helmet on your head. Now, I'm going to read this before I all right, so definitely concussion status. Give me like 5 minutes, Ms. Deb. I want you to hold on for a minute. So definitely concussion status. Temporary unconscious. Okay, definition of concussion is temporary unconsciousness of confusion caused by a blow on the head. Okay, said Tua Tagovailoa, age 24. It's called Iwa Beach. I think I'm saying that right. Hawaii, height 6'1". First pick to Miami Dolphins, who played at college ball at Alabama Crimson Tide University. And it goes on to say here, it said after this concussion was triggered, Miami Dolphins quarterback, even Teddy Bridgewater, was removed Sunday. Okay, he went through the same situation, something similar, right? The new protocols were put in place after this. He said players will be unable to compete if they are experiencing, it's called ataxia, I think I'm saying it right, ataxia, which describes a lack of coordination caused by poor muscle control. Ataxia has been added to the mandatory neurosystems. Ataxia is defined as abnormality of balance, stability, coordination, or dysfunction, speech caused by a neurological issue. And I get to that a little bit later. Like you said, something we're going to talk about that hit home. Basically, he will be prohibited from returning to the game. All right, this new rule has been put in place. But what about all other rules? What about all other rules from this past week from the other players? What about that rule? Okay, and we'll receive the following upcare required by the new protocol. Problem number one, September 25th, August Buffalo Bills, when Tua was knocked down to the ground, then stood up, appearing to be very dizzy, awkward, basically stumbling over himself.
Right.
Okay? He said was taken to the locker room for a concussion checks. And the doctors announced he was questionable to return with a head injury, right? However, he returned to play after halftime and finished the game. Now, after the game, Tagovailoa told reporters he actually stumbled because of a lack of injury, not to the head injury, but also evaluated, this is what he said now, for a concussion but cleared. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to keep going in a minute. That's what he said. But how in the hell are you going to know that? If you got a head injury, you're not gonna know anyway. Are you just
you
being told to
long.
Say this? Right? Is it? Are you just being told to say it was your back? You know what I mean? Like how you?
Right.
Yeah. That's what. When I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. Like, how do you know you were knocked out and dizzy? You don't know where you got hit at. You said it was your back.
Right.
No. Yeah. All that came into play, but your head. was involved. You're your back and your head, but your back not going to make you dizzy. Now, I say for a consciousness but cleared, head coach Mike Daniel told reporters Tagalova, back got bent. What kind of crap is that? On an earlier play causing his back to lock up. Oh, come on, man. Okay. Despite his assurance, it was a back injury. The NFL Players Association initiated review into handling of his injury. Okay, that's all cool and dandy, but they're still trying to avoid the concussion, right? So,
right.
Okay, since by you avoiding concussions, this is what happened then. So you think it's all good and comfortable, all right? So this is what's going to happen now. She said that. What happened next is that on September 29th, 4 days later, not a week, not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, not a month, not a next year, 4 days later, trying to cover it up, later, Tuesday, Tagalova was slammed again to the ground by Cincinnati Bengals. Defense, all right? Tua's arms and fingers immediately contoured into a gruesome position known as fencing response, a sign of brain injury.
Right.
And he lay motionless on the field for several minutes. Now, see, now that goes to the gentleman, Elite 360, was saying he had no business even being out there.
That's
so
right.
The next game, he had no business even being out there. Even the young ladies were saying in their comments, he had no business even being out there. Like, why are you out there? What are you out there for? Why would you put him out there? I understand
right.
You want to win and all that, but you're not going to win if somebody's hurt. You're not going to win. This is professional football. This is not Pee Wee League. You just can't just throw anybody out there and just think it's going to happen. So now that's what happened to that. Now, they tried to cover it up and whatnot, but it still didn't work. He was still hurt. So let me say this, too. You said something about – you said you had a cousin that actually passed away after an injury, right? A head injury, right?
Yes. It's from Farmerville High School. From Farmerville High School. It was the year Farmerville High School coach, he had played at Farmerville. He went to college, and he came back to Farmerville to be the coach. And so they were winning. And Farmerville, they beat Jonesville too. Anyway, but they were the championship team. So Doug Dynasty, this is a TV show, Doug Dynasty, who played football himself, but his son was the quarterback of the school, the final school they were playing. And so they got national television to air it. I was in Los Angeles and watched it. So it was on national television. And all the players had on the number 33 because that was his number, 33, because that was the year when they were in practice. He got hurt in practice. Well, they thought he was hurt, but when he came off the air and came down onto his neck, it broke his neck and killed him. High school.
You know what? You know what? That is extremely sad. It's extremely sad, and there's just not. That's all football, and it just gets worse as time go on. You know, you have to almost, in a sense, right now, guys. If you guys can afford your families, start putting out insurance on your kids. Okay? Start putting out insurance on them. So, and, you know, my mom and dad, we didn't think about that. We go out there playing football and having fun, right? Everybody go to the game. They get some popcorn. A lot of people don't know what a Frito pie is. I don't know what that is, but let me update them. It's like Frito Lays and chili. Frito Lays and chili. I'm saying it was the best thing ever, wasn't it? watching my brothers. So Frito Pie, you know, having a nice Coke or something like that, watching the game. So they were just excited.
Yeah.
But my parents, we didn't do that. But I'd say some parents, I think now you should start thinking about getting insurance, injury insurance for your kids right now. I think that would be a great idea to do that. Going with what you just saying right now, these are symptoms and signs of concussions. There are some symptoms and signs of concussions, Ms. Deborah, but I would say this is that. Let me go what you said, because you said your the kid got, he died, okay?
They thought he was dead.
All right, let me go to this right here. It's abstract. This is a study, right? This is a study. It said the duration of American football play and chronic traumatic and sympathy. I think I'm saying it right. Well, I'm not saying it right. Y'all send me a message. We'll figure it out next time. All right. So objective, it says chronic traumatic CTE is the neurodegenerative disease associated with exposure to contact and collision sports, including American football. Okay. The hypotheses of dose response with relationships between duration of football played and CTE risk and severity. Methods, okay, and convenience sample of 266 deceased American football players, okay, and a convenience sample of 266 deceased American football players from the Veterans Affairs Boston University Concussion Legacy Foundation and Framingham Heart Study Brain Banks. We estimated the association of years of football played with CTE, pathological status, and severity. In result, out of 266 participants was diagnosed with CTE, okay? Also, too, the odds of CTE double every 2.6 years of a football played, okay? So out of 266 players, 223 players had CTE, okay? So you're looking at an average of about 90% in a sense, about 80% of players that play football end up with CTE or some form of it. So, again, that is – well, you know what? I think you have to be thankful. No matter how your day going, you have to be thankful if you're playing sports and you've like football and all those head injuries. And I've seen guys get their helmets cracked. I've seen guys get knocked out for 10 seconds. And we used to sit there and, you know, it was fun. You know, that was a thing to knock somebody out, right? And now,
right,
if they lie on the ground quite some time, you're going to go back and be like, you know, okay, get up now. You know, you got knocked out for like 5 seconds, but get up. And then they stay down there, and then you get worried. But I'm going to say it again, like I said earlier. When you put that helmet on those boys, it's like the movie Lord of the Rings. You do anything not to take that helmet off your head. It is something about that helmet. You just can't take it off. Or it's like, stop playing football. No, you're not. I mean, I'm not going to mention names, but that's what they're going through, okay? Now, signs and symptoms of concussions. Any loss of concussion consciousness is a slow to get up from ground or return to play following a hit to the head. And you see that all the time. You see it every time you play football. I'm not saying don't play the game. I'm just saying if you see those signs of your kid, and video these games, guys. Ask for videos that for your husband's plan to your kid's plan. Look at the video and evaluate it, you know. And this is right here. This is from the NFL here. This is what they're associated with, right? They say any loss, number one, is 9 steps. What the NFL considers a concussion. This is their head and neck spine committee. It says signs and symptoms of concussion. It says any loss of consciousness. It says slow. That's number one. Slow to get up from the ground or return to play. Falling a hit to the head. Number three, motor coordination, balance problems, all right? Stumbles, trips, falls. Let me say this right here. Let me stop right there. And I'm going to go back. And I'm going to stop there because I want to. Motor coordination, balance problems, and neurological, okay? Stumbles, trips, and falls. I've seen so many guys today that play from my brother's age, younger brother's age, back in 2000, all the way to guys that played in the 70s and 80s.
They can walk for a while and they stumble. They're always dizzy. Always dizzy. Ms. Durbin, so I started actually getting back out there working out, and I thank God for my younger brother. He's staying active. He keeps me active, you know. And my older brother, he stays pretty active, but my younger brother stays active a lot. He still works out. And being around that, and I would say even living here in South Florida, it keeps you active, right? And that has helped me because I'll be honest with you, sometimes still today you'll stumble. You don't watch it. And I work out, jump rope, I run the pool, and it helps. And you can't stop it. You have to keep doing that because as soon as you don't do it, and if you're not doing it, another thing too, if you're not reading, if I don't read, I can't speak like this. You just lose touch of everything. You have to always read to reach because the more I read and I'm working out, I'm training my brain to get better and better. And I can see over the last three years, I'm getting better and better. That's just me. And let me tell you something. What I'm saying is if I start reading today and just start reading the next the end of the year, it's hard to even start to pronounce your words. It's just that effective even today through me. And that's think about the other guys. And even writing, I can write something right now. I can write. And I can write some words, and all of a sudden I go back, and I thought I said a word, but I didn't write it in. And I know guys right now probably shaking their head that's played football. They're probably saying the same thing. I can write, if I want to say a sentence, okay, I am on my way to the grocery store. And I go back, I say, I'm on my way to, you know, grocery store, but I'm going to miss grocery. I'm going to put store. And that happens today. So I'm at the point right now, I'm afraid to stop writing and reading and working out. They say, well, Steve, you're looking like you're staying in shape. Well, yeah, because I'm scared to not stop getting in shape and stop being active. I'm afraid of that. Now,
well, not to put you off, but Tom Brady's wife said in an Instagram that she posted, and of
I didn't
want
to go there with that. I didn't want to go there with that. I didn't want to go
Let
there with that.
Let me just say something else. Let me say, she said he woke up one morning, literally, he did not know who she was or the children were. So she said, at first she thought he was just playing. And then she said she realized he wasn't playing. He literally didn't know who they were. And so that is the effect so many times getting hit in the head. I mean, I can't even imagine it. Seriously, I can't. But I thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. She said he literally didn't remember who they were. Literally.
So let me ask you a question then. So, okay, we're not getting into Tom Brady's. I don't want to talk about Tom Brady's situation.
It worked out.
Okay. It was a workout and everything with that. But it's true. It's true. These are the things that you understand that we're taught to be gladiators, football players, tough. So we deal with pain all the time. I never forget, I was in Houston, and the lady, she told me, I was going to the doctor's, but this lady, she told me, she said, Steve, you're never supposed to be in pain. And I said, what? You're not supposed to be in pain. You have to treat the pain. And after that, she said that I really started really, really working on my pain issues until she said that my brain is programmed to just deal with pain. And that's the downfall of teaching kids at a young age. You know, let them know. It's like they're going to be tough, but all of a sudden now when you pull the helmet off, you feel a pain. That's the pain.
Right.
So there are certain things. So let me leave that alone. So I'm not going to say anything else about the NFL but all right, so number four, it says blackouts, right? Blackout period, blackouts, that's number four. It said behavior change, okay? Aggressive, agitated, typically subdued, unusually emotional. You see guys right now, I'm not going to call no names. You see them on TV. some announcers right now, they're getting very emotional.
You know, my Rams just lost last night. Someone was after the pool, after the game. He apologized on Instagram, but I'm like, come on, dude, really? But when you think about it, he pushed the camera guy and just plumb stupid to me. But, I mean, I can't even imagine what he was mentally dealing with after that loss. You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of things. Now, I'm not saying this, guys. I'm not saying this to for your ladies out there. This married to these athletes. I'm not saying that. And for your athletes to listen, I just want you to make sure that seek help to make sure, but stay active. You have to stay active. You cannot stay active. I talked to another football player, younger guy, played my brother. He's playing college. He was saying the same thing. You can't work out too hard, and you cannot work out at all. You cannot do nothing. You have to do something.
Right.
You have to stay, keep that brain going. The moment you sit down and you go home and think you're getting away from everybody,
Right.
Here it comes. It's coming. It's coming fast. It's going to affect the family and you. But I'm not saying it too. I'm not saying stand there with your husbands. You know, your boyfriends, whatever, standing with them and make sure they get the help that they need and make sure they fit the signs and then it'll work out. Just work everything out and make it work out. Okay, so now number five, it says behavior change. Okay, it said number six, it said, let me see something. I put my glasses on. That's what happens when you get the time to start running up. Okay. Amnesia, I know, right? Amnesia, all right.
Was that not what I was just talking about, amnesia?
I know, right? There we go, right there, amnesia.
Right.
Visible facial injury, okay. Headaches, oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Headaches.
My son would come home every day after practice saying, Mom, I got a headache. I got a headache. Every day I saw a practice, I got a headache. You got Tylenol. I said, look, I don't want you to get crowded for taking these Tylenol. Let me cut them in half. I got a headache. And, I mean, I even remember a couple of times, well, you know, me and Anthony was real close, but he would have, I could see his eyes was just, you could tell that it was something going on, but he's pretty quiet, wouldn't say anything. But you guys had it rough after practice. I don't know how y'all did it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But this is my thing. I would say this, too. And let me go ahead and say it. The balance and coordination difficulties, we mentioned that, and also, too, disoriented. I would say that. But let me say this. I'm glad that you are aware of what's going on out here with this and with the concussions and as a female slash athlete, professional athlete, in a sense, as a dance athlete, and just injuries alone itself, the body injuries.
Right.
And two, you can fall. We all spin, you can fall. Anybody can hit their head. You don't have to be a football player, but a football player, you had a major risk. You had a 100% risk, you know, but the head injuries are crucial, and you have to be careful with that. So, at the same time, I am just so glad that you have jumped on the show with me talking about this. But also, too, let me give you some more information here. Post-concussion return to play, okay? This is new. This is new. Saturday, they put this in, okay? This is return participation protocol. This is new. Each player and each concussion – is unique. Okay? I'm going to say it again. Each player and each concussion is unique. Therefore, there is no set time frame for return to participation or for the progression through the steps of the graduated exertion program set forth below. Recovery time will vary from player to player. So the thing is, what they said, each player and each concussion is unique. Do you know, Ms. Devers, that for years there's some guys that fit the concussion protocol trying to get their settlement and at home right now, grinding their teeth. They can't sleep. They don't want to be bothered with anybody. When they see other football players, they open up, they hug. That's the only thing that makes them happy, because they understand that they may be going through the same thing with the CT. That through the NFL,
right,
that has not been awarded at all. I pray and hope this change for the good for players out there that can fit the protocol for the concussion. And I also need something to be in place. I'm going to, at some point, work on it myself. Even college players and high school players. I know college players right now that's having concussions. College players. If you're in college, you need to be, if you have a college and concussion, all the money's out there in some of these colleges, they need something. Pay for the medical expenses, right? But that's something that needs to be looked into. And I know we have a lot to do, but that's something to be looked into.
The last time I talked about my nephew, Lamont Hollenquist, that he and Rodney Peet were classmates. I think they were roommates, too, at USC. I talked about the coach, Pete Carroll. He's always said I was Lamont's sugar mama. I'm like, no, I'm his auntie. But Lamont retired from Green Bay. And his he was first drafted by Washington Redskins when they were called the Washington Redskins. And so he did his 4 years there, and he was just so disappointed because he wasn't used to losing. USC was a winning team, so he voted on two teams. We prayed about it, and so he ended up going to Green Bay, and the year he went was the year that Green Bay won the Super Bowl, and he happened to have some really great cards from that. And so, but anyway, that one particular card where he's down on his knees in the end zone after the game is over, and it got real popular because I was really pushing it on my Facebook page, and he kept saying, TT, they kept saying, man, who is that pushing you? Who is your PR person? And he talked about, my TT. I said, didn't I tell you, stop telling them I'm your TT, because they'll think I'm doing this for free and stuff. But anyway, he has a headache. He's constantly complaining about headaches. His behavior, because Lamont was pretty much a quiet, subtle type. But when I'm around him, I notice, you know, the behavior, and I know some of it is just from the getting hit a lot. Well, he was special teams and stuff, but he also played
a lot of hitting.
Team
players, they do a lot of hitting. They hit every play.
Yeah.
Every play when they go down the field, especially teams, they hit with the helmet first. Yeah, it's serious.
This is very
serious. And what Tua Tagovailoa is going through, he has to make a decision that's very, very complicated. And I pray that hopefully he can hear what we're saying, or maybe someone could send it to him and just give him some thought from this conversation and call him and
I'm
talk to him.
His
family.
The other thing too is he's not too old where I hope his parents has a strong relationship with him where it's something that they can say that can convince him. And I have to say this from the deepest part of my heart, because I just don't believe his team care. That's just me.
You don't think he's being what now?
I don't believe that the NFL, the team just don't care. They don't really care about the young man's life. I'm like, why do you guys keep doing this? Y'all know he's not well. I mean, seriously?
The thing is that he's a star player. He's a star here in Miami, right? Okay, so.
Right.
He's a quarterback, so he's the chief of the team.
But I'm the coach. I'm the coach, and I can make decisions.
Okay, but I'm saying is, so sometimes the coaches can get fired, but not the quarterback, right? But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Like you said, I said the coach, right? He's a new coach coming in. He's a new coach. But Tua has a lot of clout in a sense, right? So if he says something, he says, I want to get back in the game, they're going to put him back in the game. But what happened is need to be happening now that he that other injury happened. Now it needs to be that I think personally, again, I feel like he should just retire.
Yes, I agree.
I'm going to get to some things because he can't see down the road. I see where he's at back. I was like a maze, right? I'm at the top of the maze looking at him going through the maze. I see him going. I see what direction he's headed. He's headed the wrong part of the maze. He's going to get stopped on that side. He's going
to
get blocked.
He's headed to
death. He can't get out. All right. So
right.
I see where he's going. Okay. And I see if he does go through that wall, when he goes through that wall, all the other circumstances that he's going to be facing in life to this point where I'm at and further in life. He's in his 20s. Well, I said again, he's 20, whatever, I forgot the age he is again. I think he's 24 years old. I see his path in life that he's going to be going through, his struggle mentally. And other players can say the same thing. They see it. They can tell him right now, I see where you're going. If you walk in a very, very super thin line. It's like me right now walking a crosswalk right now over, I'm not going to say the Grand Canyon. I don't care if it's like a mini four foot tall thing. I'm not going to make it. My first step, I'm falling. You know, back in the day, I probably make it, but now I'm not going to make it. But I'm just saying is that it's not going to turn out good at all. Hold on one second.
Uh-uh.
Hold on a second. I have a call. Hold on a second, Ms. Deborah. Hold on a second. Hi, guys. Thanks for calling Stephen's Radio Show. Who's calling?
This is Amanda.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing? Thanks for calling the Stephen's Radio Show. We have a topic going on. Miss Amanda about Tua Tagovailoa. We have Miss Deborah on the other line, and we want to talk. The topic is Tua Tagovailoa head injury. Should your point of view? Should he return to playing football? Are you a football fan? Obviously, you are. Do you have any comments on that topic?
Yes, actually, I was listening to the show, and I do agree that it's probably best that he retires because. You know, as a professional athlete, what this can cause in his life further on down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you agree that he should retire.
I think you have to put your health first.
That's right.
Okay. So do you? So you've been following it, and I totally agree with what you're saying. I totally agree. I think he should retire because the fact is. He's young, but he doesn't know how his life's going to be headed, what's going to be headed with these injuries. And it's not a good, it's
right.
not going to be good. It's really, really tough just on his family alone. You have to think family first. Then you have to think of it yourself. And I think you're right on. You're right on with it. You're right on with it. So who's your team? Who's your team? What NFL team do you prefer, Ms. Amanda?
Well, I like the Saints.
Okay. So where are you from?
Who
okay.
We are Louisiana people.
Okay.
Yes,
like
I do. And they do a lot of good things for Louisiana. I mean, like Drew, he's built some things around Shreveport-Bossier for us and – I know. I just even when they're not doing their best, I still want to be supportive because that's the state, you know.
Right.
I have a question for. May I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
May I ask her, Miss Amanda. Miss Amanda, do you have a relative or anyone that's in football or been in football?
I haven't had a relative, but I have had some good friends that have played professional football.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad that you called and made your point, and we're going to have another discussion next week. Close to Home is about Gremlin, but I will post a topic tomorrow sometime, and I'm glad you called in. Thanks for listening to the radio show, and you can leave the comments below, and also, too, you go to Stevie Anderson Radio for your comments, and also, too, at stevieradio11@gmail.com. But we're going to dig into a lot of this with the concussions. We'll probably come back on concussions at another some point, and sometime in the next couple of weeks maybe. But we're going to be talking football this next 2 weeks for sure. And thanks for watching the show and listening to the show, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, Stevie, and thank you for giving back to the community.
Thank you. You're so awesome. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So she says she agrees. Ms. Amanda says she agrees to about that she retire. So
right.
That's just my point of view. Because I understand that this is a topic a lot of people don't want to talk about, and especially when it comes to football, and they try to hide it all the time. And I'm
right.
sad to say this is that. Not just me and another buddy, but myself and family members that you love and you care for,
right.
that you would jump over a cliff for, right? These are the people that you've been around and you've seen the mood factors and whatnot, right? So it's a different
right.
ball game. Different ball game. But I'd like to say to you, Ms. Deborah, I'm so glad that you called in. I am. And, you're fantastic, but I'm gonna give you something else too. What the NFL says, and then I'm gonna move on to the sort of closing. It says number
okay.
one, phase one says symptom limited activity. It said the player patient is prescribed rest limiting, or if necessary, avoiding activities. Okay, both physical and cognitive, which increases or aggravated symptoms. Okay. Number two, phase two, it says aerobic exercises. Okay. Aerobic exercise in phase three, football specific exercises. And those exercises pretty much, let me see some. It goes on to tell you different exercises, whatnot. And it says phase four, it says club based non contact training drills. Okay. Phase five, full football activity clearance. And then it goes to over here. That's basically it. It's let me say this too, for a lot of people don't know this. Remember, young brother, we was talking the other day, and my brother, we talk all the time, and we were saying that a lot of people don't know a professional football player. You know, we only work out, we only practice 2 days out the week. I'm going to say it again. We only practice 2 days out the week, like full practice. That's on a Wednesday. And a Thursday. Wednesday is a very hard day, and Thursday is a pretty. I would say Wednesday is a pretty good day, but Thursday is tough. And after that, on Friday we probably go in to practice probably about an hour and a half. Saturday we travel. We're not doing Jack Daniels, but looking at film. Sunday's play. Monday we go in, lift weights, look at film. Maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, back at home. Tuesday's off. So I see people, they say, but, you know, we lift weights pretty much 4 days after the week. But for running and a whole bunch of exercise, no, we really don't play. We really don't put in hard work about 2 days after
the
week.
You guys don't
That's
like the stretch. I remember when Eddie Robinson started the program, when Virgie Broussard, my former dance director, so whenever she
mm-hmm.
was, she had a meeting, or something, I would teach her class for her, and they hated me, and I loved it. But the the wide receivers, the running backs, and the cornerbacks, the wide receivers, running back, cornerback, they had to come twice a week to the stretch class, and of course, the running backs was pretty good with the stretch. But I couldn't believe the wide receivers and the cornerbacks were so and we don't, I don't even want to talk about the defensive guys. They were so lazy because they didn't like the stretch. So he started sending he made arrangements with Mr. Broussard for the guys to come to the stretch class. And I remember several times I subbed the class for her. I tried to kill them. But that stretching is very important. That stretching
is
very
important.
It is very important.
Yeah,
I don't like doing it.
Yeah, it's very important. And you have to, they have to make sure they do that. And like I said again, I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you so much. And you're awesome. And the next show, like I said, the topic next show, we're going to be talking about the organic view of a four-time enrolled student athlete at an HBCU / black college. That's what we used to call it, black college, right? Versus Deion Sanders' prime view of employment personnel
right.
at an HBCU. So that's
can
the topic we're going to discuss.
Next time, I told you I'm here with you. I said I'm going to support him. Before.
Okay.
Can we talk about Eddie Robinson Jr. next week?
we will get to that. We will sure do that. Yes, we will. I want you to thank you so for your input and always to keep your prayers going for your cousin that actually got killed on the football field. You know, after the football field incident, let's pray. Always keep yourself prayers for all of, not just for everyone, you know, for their
right.
health. Thank you again for right. calling in, being co-host, and I'm going to put you as a co-host next week on the show. And we're going to try to keep it as professional and toned down as possible, which is not going to happen. We're just joking right now. It's going to be rough next week.
I'm going to try to see if I can get my nephew, the retired from Green Bay, to call in next week. The time is so different because he's in Arizona, so that's two hours, right? 3 hours. So I'm going to try to see if I can get him to call in. And do the show. Yeah. Is that okay?
That sounds good. That sounds good. No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Hey, thanks again, and have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Awesome lady, Ms. Deborah. Guys, we've given you guys some basics, specifics of what we thought on Tua about feeling that, my point of view, I feel like he should retire because I can see where he's going if he doesn't. Not just me, a lot of professional announcers out there for the NFL, they know. They can't say the things I can say because they're employed by certain people, but it's true. It's not looking good. Injuries that for back-to-back, those injuries, like one of the young ladies was saying on the comments, those injuries will be there forever. And it's only going to get rough down the road, so as you get, if he keeps it up at this point. I know a lot of their fans right now is like, oh, Steve, get that, whatever. You know, I know you understand your Dolphins fans and whatnot, but you get to the point when people get hurt like that, all bets are off. Sanders to say this. My older brother, Anthony, about 7 months ago, I was getting ready to qualify for the Honda Classic, and I received a call basically saying my brother has, I would say, brain injury, bleeding to the brain. And when you hear something like that, you'd be like, you know, are you playing with me or what's going on? Like, what now? So I got the call. I'm up in West Palm and on the golf course. So I immediately got off the phone, talked to somebody there for a minute. Said, I got to get the hell out of here. Sorry about saying that's my second time. So I apologize for that. But so I got to get out of here. And ended up driving and getting back
and how I was getting stuff organized. And they said that he went to the doctor, and one of the ladies at the doctor said, thank you for my hometown hospital. The nurse, the doctor, said that he's different. That's one good thing. I said, but, you know, a small town, people can – they be around people they can understand if you're off or not, right, especially the mental situation. They said that Anthony, you're not right. And he went home, and I just informed everybody, it's like, I'm on my way. And went to the doctor. They said that one doctor that in Louisiana said that, well, he can go to the doctor. I mean, they said to the doctor, he can have surgery at some point, and I can go back home, come back and have surgery. But my thing is from football. Now, what happened was my brother was walking, going to take a shower, and he stumbled and hit his head on the shower, side of the shower, and went on his way. Okay, scratched his head and kept going. That's why I was saying earlier about pain, about you're so programmed to have pain. But he went on, and he started having headaches, and he started forgetting things. And then he started sleeping a lot. Those are three bad things. And they end up that now he's been rushed to the hospital, come back. I got in town. I flew to Shreveport. I messed around, and I saw him. He was knocked out asleep. And I'm shaking him. He couldn't get up. He's sleeping. I was rolled back. He's just out. I'm telling people, I said, it's one thing to be tired, but you're not this freaking tired. You know, it's okay to sleep for 7 to 8 hours, but you sleep for like 12 hours and 13 hours or sleeping that long, something's wrong. That's not right. No one's that tired. So ended up, I got the next morning, got him breakfast, he's up, and I said, listen, I looked at him, and he looked at me like, what am I doing there? Because, you know, I live in South Florida. And basically I said, listen, I said, you're not right. Your mind's not right. And, you know, he's looking at me like, what in the world am I talking about? So I'm telling my brother, I said, your mind is not right, Anthony. You're not right. We got to go. Where are we going? I said, we're going to Houston. At first, I told him to Shreveport. So, hey, we'll go to Shreveport. But I was going to Houston. Thank God, in the sense that I've been through some things in Houston years back where I had an injury. Well, I was stabbed, but not at the scene. But during that time, I kept in touch with people, the medical people. And thank God, this young lady, I'm not calling any doctor's names on the phone, nothing like that, but in Houston, I made a call and told her that I was on my way. And if she could be assistant to help me with to put my brother in the right hands. She said, when you get there, they'll be waiting on you at the hospital in the emergency. Thank God for her. Okay? So my brother, I took him. I said, let's go. So we started driving. We drove, and thank God for all you guys for your prayers and everything. And this is my first time saying this, and people know what happened, but thank you for all the prayers, and I apologize I didn't get back to making comments. But we got there. We drove all the way. We stopped to use the rest area. And I got the car. He was stumbling. I had to walk him to the bathroom and walk him back. We started to get something to eat. During that whole process, we got down there. And they went to the hospital. They looked at him. The next morning, he was having surgery. He had blood inside his brain, and he was making him sleep for a long time, and people know what I'm talking about. It makes you sleepy, and that goes back to that word, that ataxia, whatever I'm saying, is sleeping, and you just keep sleeping, and before you know it, the brain shuts off. It's like, and it just passed away, and they sleep. So if anybody's had an injury, head injury, please get them to the hospital. Don't let them go to sleep, because he kept sleeping. And I knew to myself from football, one thing I knew, I said, you know what? And I was driving, I was making sure he kept. I had to drive 1.5 hours and watch him the whole time, because I knew if I could give him the Shreveport, you know, to get him, I wanted to get him there to the to Shreveport so they can do what they need to do. Because thank God for the doctor in Jonesboro that was aware to see this, besides my brother. So on way to Houston, sorry, not Shreveport, to Houston, I just wanted to get into Houston. So I wanted to do. And that was a long drive going to Houston, driving and watching him, make sure he don't sleep, and waking him up and trying to keep him up. They did the surgery. The next day, next 2 days, he was back brand new again. He gave me a call, and the call was like, where's my phone at? Where's my watch? And I knew he was back. Back to himself, right? Ordered me around. So he was back. And they had to go into his head, and it was so smooth. I think the Herman Memorial, those guys are off the freaking chain. If you guys, I'm saying right now, now if you have to go to a doctor, emergency, you have to go to a doctor wherever you're at. I understand that. But if you're in that Houston area, Houston Herman Memorial Hospital, they're incredible. The doctor's coming at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5, and there might be 4 or 5 of them, and they're coming back, they're doing different shifts. They do not play. I get chills thinking about it. They do not play. Okay? So, on the way down there, till today, my brother doesn't know how he got to Houston. Still today, he still doesn't remember how he got to Houston. Going into that time, my brother used to have headaches all the time, and he's been dizzy. This is nothing new. He's been dizzy and having headaches. This is nothing new. But all of a sudden, he hit his head this time on his way down. As one doctor said before, I'm not going to say no names. Oh, well, this happened because my younger brother came to one of the doctors over in Louisiana. He said, oh, this has nothing to do with, but there's some other doctors back in Texas. I would say this. It's like, no, this can be from football. From years back. Let me tell you, when you're dealing with, you know, you see head injuries and all of a sudden you turn the game back on, put your popcorn on and go do your betting. If you're betting online, whatever, get your family, go to the game. But the families, friends, loved ones, that's next to these, really close to these people, they're having pretty hell right now of stress and worry. They are stressing right now. We need to make sure that we're praying for these people. Tua, Tagovailoa, Bridgewater, all these other guys who have been injured. We're praying that they don't hit their head as much as they do. Now, we're going to watch the game. We're going to have fun watching it. But if something happened, there's more than 2 collisions to your head within a week, back to back, and you dizzy, you'll know where you're at. It's not like you're not financially strapped. I'm telling you this right now because I've been blessed to have a great family. I'm blessed to have an older brother that taught me the game of football. But it was rough. Not just for me, for my family, his friends, his loved ones calling. Again, thank you for all you guys calling for my older brother and checking on him. And the prayers worked. The prayers worked. Because my brother could have fallen asleep on me on the way down there. But one thing I knew, I said, I'm going to make sure if he falls asleep, I'm going to make sure he falls asleep. I'm going to head down there to get it done down there. That's a chance I took. And if I had to do it again, I'd do it right now. And they'd do the same for me. Then to say this, I can understand what Tua Tagovailoa, his future, can be headed. It's one thing to be filthy rich, but having money and your health not right, it doesn't add up. There's no balance to that. You have to think about your family first when it comes to this game. attempted head injuries. This happened to me, us, my family, my dad, my brother, Scotty, and my relatives, my friends. This affected all of us with my older brother, Andrew. And this was from football earlier. He's having these digit spells. And guys, I tell you, that's guys I know right now. I tell you, even for me right now, I've been playing golf. I've been over a ball and got dizzy. But luckily that I've got myself in shape enough that I can start working out again, working out and keep myself fit. But it took a long time to get to this point. A long time. And it's still here. The moment you stop, it's going to come back. So Tua Tagovailoa, I think you guys, you say prayers out to him and his family. You say prayers out to all the guys that's been injured on the football field and head injuries. Keep praying for them. But I see where he's going in his mental stuff, mental health. I can see where it's going. It's not a good one. It's not a good one. Guys, when you're out there playing football, if you're listening, former players, I know you're out there listening, some of you former players and current players, if you are, think about your family first. But you know, at the end of the day, as football players, it's all about our families. We just love playing the sport. Yeah, we can eat some peanut butter crackers and a Gatorade for the day, and we fine. It's about them. We built and reared differently. We're just different. That's the way we are. And we'll be that way to the day we die. But you have to worry about your family first. Your relationships, you worry about them first. You got to make sure they're straight. And say it again. From your wives, your girlfriends, to your family members, your mom and dad, your friends. We just say mom and dad. Think about them first. Not you. Not you. It's about your family. I know it's hard as anything to take that helmet off your head. It's like Lords in the Ring. That movie is a brilliant movie. It's a brilliant movie. It's the same way. I've seen it through my brothers. I've seen it through my relatives. I really seen it through my brothers. My younger brother still wants to play today. He still will go out there and play. And my older brother has had injuries. I've seen him. And it's hard to take that helmet off. But you have to think about your family first. This is serious. And unfortunately, it's a business that we chose with football. Okay? It's a beautiful game. It's nothing like it. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to come back next week on the topic again about some statements that was made with the SWAC, the NFL football, okay, HBCU. I explain more of that topic in a few days. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a beautiful night. Let's keep the prayers going on for just not anyone with CTE, anyone with CTE health issues. It could be anyone that's not having not an athlete. Any head injuries, health period. Keep the prayers going, and good night.